Brood, including Rebecca.
Rebecca, where did that come from?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Is she new here? Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to Good Day.
I don't even know her, Rebecca. I don't even know where that came from. Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and the lovely and talented Andrea Metcalf is here. Andrea is our fitness person. She's in charge of keeping us. She's in charge of the Doug Steffen Boot Camp. Our word for the day today, in case you haven't checked it out, the word for the day is magnificent.
Magnificent.
And when I think of someone who knows her way around fitness, I think of Andrea Metcalf. As a matter of fact, I'm going to change her name.
Oh, no.
Yes. It's Andrea the Magnificent Metcalf. All right, so that could be, you could be like a wrestler. I can
now
see
she sounds like a magician.
Right, yeah. Metcalf the Magnificent. Da-da-da-da-da.
Helping you make pounds disappear.
Yes, it's Metcalf the Magnificent with her motivation for us. Let's see how many more M words we can come up with. Yes.
Wasn't there a villain named Maleficent?
Maleficent, yes, but not
was
Magnificent.
Was that Sleeping Beauty? Wow, where'd that come from?
I don't know where that came from. Stream of Consciousness Radio.
Yes.
All right.
M-word, you know.
Right. Yes, famous M-word.
Way back
there this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Metcalf the Magnificent.
It was not Maleficent.
No. All right, so here's my image.
I'm just moving.
And having this, I want it to sound right, so I will say this humbly and respectfully. Those
Uh-oh.
Of you who want, no, I know, Richie, just calm down
Uh-oh.
For a minute. I haven't said it yet. I'm getting there.
Here comes something about your legs, your body,
now,
something.
Well, her whole body. But I'm going to equate it to, if you have not seen the movie Haywire yet, Andrea, I would encourage you to see Haywire. The reason is the lady who is the star of the show, her name is Gina Carano, C-A-R-A-N-O. And she has been, apparently the last 3 or 4 years, the champion female what is it called? MMG? MMA?
MMA.
Right, all right.
Mixed martial arts.
She is so good and so attractive in the most feminine way, but yet she is built pretty much like you are. And I'll leave it to everybody's imagination. If you haven't seen Andrea, she is extraordinarily feminine, but you wouldn't want to mess with her in a dark alley.
Oh, goodness.
Well,
I don't know where this is coming from today.
Well, I think that there is an inspiration that is beginning to show its really populist head here, and that is women taking charge of their bodies. You are equal opportunity. You're interested in men and women and their physical fitness, but I think more women are inspired by you because of what you've done, what you've accomplished, what you continue to accomplish. And it's not that you are old, because you are, but you've been on this mission since you were a teenager, and I think Carano is the same. She's probably about 10 years younger than you are. Just the things that are now being done, women are not afraid to be strong, to be in shape, to think about what they eat. And I think the gym that I go to here in Los Angeles, down the promenade, I see a lot of women in there who are very conscious of all of the things that we all need to keep ourselves healthy. Muscle is one of them. And with that, Andrea, I say there's a study that's out today that equates physical strength, and that is your body and the chemicals in your body and how they help to build muscle and bone and all that stuff. How important those same chemicals and things that you put in your body are for your brain. Building up your brain as an important muscle is something that a lot of people have also sort of discounted or forgotten about. And I maintain that if you eat well and exercise well, it'll do all of the things for your body and your brain. What do you think of that hypothesis?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's not just a hypothesis. There's actually research that shows that. And, you know, I just in an article that will be coming out in March for a Chicago magazine, I interviewed three really successful women in their 30s and 40s and asked, you know, why is exercise so important and what do you do for your health routine? Mm-hmm. And, you know, each one of them was like, 7 days a week I don't miss, or I'm doing yoga. It's the only time that my brain finally shuts down from work and multitasking is when I'm doing yoga, because otherwise I'll fall over in class. I have to really focus on the balance and the control. And we definitely know that there are changes in the brain chemicals, the serotonin levels, the dopamine, the feel-good things that go on in our brain that are routed because of certain foods that we eat or certain movements that we make. And they can be changed to change those patterns and open up new places. And the third thing to that, most recently I was working with a company in Chicago called the Raby Institute, which does brain mapping, where they actually put this thing on your head that shows where the different heat and cool spots are of the brain, and heat would mean that there's more blood flow, and helps you to do exercises to create more green or blood flow around your whole head as opposed to in certain areas. So you're on the right track. Exercise, brain chemicals go very well together. And the more you exercise, the more you do cross pattern work where your right side of your body crosses over, the more it's going to affect your brain as well.
Explain that, Andrew. What does that mean?
So if I take my right hand and reach around to my left shoulder and stretch then my left hand to my right hip.
All right, so everybody do this. At home, listening, even in your car, you can do this. You can drive with one hand, follow what Andrea...
Pull over, actually, probably a better idea.
You think pulling over is better?
Yeah, just in case.
All right, so everybody follow. Start this over again, because this is great stuff. This is what I was told. Remember last year when we were talking about the brain and Alzheimer's and stuff? Shaving with the other hand, doing things with the other hand. This is great. Go ahead, Andrea.
Right, so take your right hand and touch your left shoulder, then take your left hand, reach behind you to your right hip. Uh-huh. And then just work that around as a stretch. Just twist the spine. Now, you may think just the contact of to the opposite side of the body is enough to start some brain crossovers. And then, of course, after you do that, stretch around to the left. Change left hand to right shoulder, right hand to left hip. Mm-hmm. Twist around to the left. Just a simple...
Ooh, nice stretch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Is that a good stretch?
Yeah, really nice.
Right.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Another easy one is to take your hands out in front, palms face each other, slowly cross your arms until your palms are at the back of each other, and then just reach those up overhead.
You know what's nice? You can do these while you're sitting at your desk.
All right.
Absolutely. You know, it's not that you need a lot of special equipment to be in good body shape. You just need your body. You just need to move it. And I think most people are forgetting that they need to stand up. I set a timer on my phone that I only work on a task for every 30 minutes. And then I change the task. So I change my brain and then I stand up and move. So it's just a simple little thing that you can moderate yourself. If you're not sure if you're spending too much time, you know, doing things that are just sedentary. So
yeah, you can get stuck, actually. And so changing your route, changing your core, the focus on anything for too long, and this sounds convenient for me because I don't like to focus on anything very long, but it really isn't good for you. You get your, and it's for your body and your mind.
Get the big orange ball. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Is I'm sitting on the big orange ball right now, and every, I don't know, 15 minutes or so, I just lift my feet and don't touch anything and try to balance on the ball for about 2 minutes. And what it does for your abs is amazing, Andrew.
Well, but balance, isn't that important? Balance, in essence, what you've just been talking about the last 3 or 4 minutes, Andrea, is about balance, balancing your body, stretching it so one muscle doesn't. We all are either left-handed or right-handed. Very few of us are ambidextrous, so we do favor... I know when I'm lifting because my right hand is, my right arm is stronger than my left, or at least I thought it was. Interestingly enough, when I'm lifting weights, I can lift more with my left side than I can my right side most of the time, even though there's more muscle on my left side, which brings me around to having people understand that muscle does not necessarily equal strength, does it?
No. Mass does not equal strength. Mm-hmm. But the number of muscle fibers does. So, you know, it's interesting when people have a bad back, if they lay down on the floor, you can usually notice that one glute or butt cheek is bigger than the other. Their hips are a little bit off. Mm-hmm. And the side that's bigger isn't necessarily the side that's stronger.
Right. I mean, yeah, exactly. It doesn't go necessarily hand in hand. People see these big, humongous bodybuilders, and they think automatically that they are very strong, and they aren't necessarily. They may be stronger than the average person, but they aren't. When you look at the people who are doing powerlifting, they are not usually the most muscular, right? I mean, they are muscled, but there's a difference between being muscled and being muscular. Is that a fair statement to make?
I think, yeah.
Take, for example, the football players. Everybody's focused on the Super Bowl, the Patriots against the Giants. Look at some of these people. The quarterbacks, for example, they're not all that big and muscular. And you look at some of the guys that are in the line. I remember Refrigerator Perry. Remember him?
Bears.
Chicago, right. Played for the Bears. He was a big, fat. And he was. He weighed 300 and something pounds. His gut, he must have had a 54-inch waist, big and fat. And he was strong, but he wasn't muscular. He never, you know, his biggest muscles were in his stomach, I think. Right?
What are you packing up?
No, I was getting the lint off my legs from the dog. You know, you guys hear everything. It's a good thing that I don't ever do anything, like, really personal.
Uh-huh. So,
I agree with you that Refrigerator Perry, he was strong, though. You can't say that he wasn't strong,
but right.
Not
but
for the mass that he had.
Yeah.
There was definitely,
it just
doesn't go hand in hand. Lean muscle mass and being very, having a lot of fat tissue or adipose tissue doesn't necessarily a measure of strength.
No. So that's the point. All right, so you can check out Andrea's websites, various and sundry websites. NakedFitness.com is the one most people go to because they just like the sound of it, and that's cool. Help yourself. NakedFitness.com. Andrea Metcalf here with us. The magnificent Metcalf here on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And gentlemen, meet the youngest YouTube sensation, 8-year-old Juliet from Australia.
Get your two steps on. My name is Juliet, and I love the way it must be. But it stays. Yeah, yeah. I love Robert.
Whoa! Robert is her dog. This is 8-year-old Juliet, whose last name has been withheld for whatever the reason. She's from Australia. Just for fun, her parents recorded her singing a silly heavy metal song that she wrote herself, rocking out while she sings about her love for her dog, Robert. And she has two fishes who in the song stink. It got 6 million hits in 2 days.
Wow.
And her parents have put the song up on iTunes.
It's
now
at 13 million views now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. First posted last Thursday, 13 million views on iTunes. This is called her first hardcore song. Hit number one on the heavy metal chart.
The pit is a trampoline with all of her stuffed animals on it, and she's jumping on it.
So what is it about things like this that attract people? Is it she's eight? Is it heavy metal so different?
It's
what
just
is
so
there?
Anti. It's so...
Yeah. It's a little girl doing, like...
You look at this cute little girl singing this, like, heavy death metal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now,
it's just
speak
funny.
To... this, by the way, you can see the video of the day. Listen, we just played the audio a couple of times, but the video is pretty hardcore. Check it out at DougStefan.com.
This is cute.
If you like 8-year-old girls who are doing heavy metal, maybe you've never seen anything like that. It sort of plays into another story that we're talking about today. The fact that YouTube says it now streams 4 billion, with a B, videos a day.
I can't even conceive how they manage that.
4 billion videos a day. Google owns YouTube, right?
Yes.
Google owns it, yeah. They, and you got to wonder, okay, how do they make money? Well, sometimes there are ads. I don't understand. Sometimes there are ads in front of this stuff, and sometimes there aren't. I don't know how that works. But at any rate, you got to know there's a business there. 4 billion videos streamed a day on YouTube. And this one has managed to be 13 million of them over the last couple of days.
How do you even...
How do you get the bandwidth? How do you do the technology of this? It really is pretty amazing.
And yet, if I put up a video with, let's say, a Van Halen song as the background, boom. It recognizes it and snips that video right out.
Because?
Because I'm using unlicensed music, yes.
Right, that's not his,
Right. So how then do these people get around that? This is not licensed. This is
an original
her
song.
Stuff.
Yeah,
original.
That's not a copyrighted song.
Yeah, right. So those of you who want to check it out, DougStephan.com, 8-year-old Juliet from Australia. I met the other day, I think I was telling you, when I went to Washington, Richie, after I left the event and went to the airport, a mother with her young 8-year-old daughter from Australia.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned it.
Her name...
Whatever.
Was Emma.
Okay.
Very cute, red hair, very cute. They were talking about Australia and what they love about Australia and why they wanted to come to America and visit. The mother used to work in Chicago, so she's pretty familiar with America getting around. They went to New York first, then Washington, then they came out here to L.A. But she was very sweet, very cute, very... you know, we tend to think that our girls at that age have lost their innocence. I don't think that's true. I think there's a lot of young girls that are just plain young girls, and that's pretty refreshing. Mm. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Program with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and you. Coming up, a 2020 news quiz question. But first, well, actually, we want to go to Florida for a few items. It's now known as the Prune State. Did you know that?
I did not know
the Orange State.
What happened to the Orange State?
Well, because all of the oranges are going elsewhere. We don't have much Florida orange juice floating around, but there are a lot of Florida prunes around. So people, you know, Roberta is big. Did you know that, Jennifer? That Roberta, you and Jennifer are pals, Roberta, right? Did you tell her how big you are onto prunes?
I am big into prunes, Jennifer.
Prunes.
Really?
Yeah, it's
great
fiber. Very good fiber.
Prunes
and
are great fiber,
need,
Mo.
Yeah, we need lots of fiber in our diet. Anyway, the big news from Florida, by the way, is not, the problems that Mitt Romney is having down there. Newt Gingrich in the polls apparently are leading a little bit. But that's not the big news from Florida. Would you like to know what the big news is?
Sure. Give it to me.
Yes.
What's the big news, Doug?
Okay. Thank you, Roberta. The big news, the splash in Florida. Get it? Splash in Florida? Splash.
Yeah, I get it.
Get it? Okay. Casey Anthony is making news in Florida. She's sort of settled in. We all know who Casey Anthony is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we think of Casey Anthony, we always think, boo, boo. We don't like Casey Anthony for the most part. She's been offered a job. What is it? 800-510-8255. Casey Anthony has been offered a job in this town where she lives in Florida. So what's the job? You know, you win a swell prize. First person here with the right answer, 800-510-8255, Casey Anthony. The story, by the way, you can find it at DougStephan.com if you want to, I don't say cheat, but if you want a little help. Casey Anthony, but most of you probably already know the story anyway.
It's not a stretch to imagine.
No, not a stretch at all. Nope. That's good.
Very good.
Very good hint, Richie. 800-510-8255.
Matter of fact, I would think that if you took a poll of
people. Yes, Rich? Yeah.
that they might be able to figure this out.
You think so?
Figure. Yeah, they would all agree.
The poll figure.
Right.
Go.
So it's
figure.
Not a stretch.
Not a stretch.
That if you took a poll.
Poll.
That somebody would be able to figure
it out.
This out. Right.
Okay, good. 800 510-8255. Are there names in the news today? Rand Paul.
Yep.
Senator from Kentucky.
He blew up Twitter yesterday.
Son of presidential candidate Ron Paul blew up Twitter because he was detained by TSA officials in Nashville at the airport because he told them he was not, N-O-T, going to have a full-body pat-down.
He says detained. They said wasn't allowed to move through. He wasn't actually detained.
No. Did he get on a plane?
He did later.
Yeah. Well,
he missed his original plane.
The image, when he went through, the image scanner made the noise that it makes. I won't go through it. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation. I have it pretty much because how many times a week do I go through one of these things?
Right.
Last week I went through one of them, I think, five, six times. Or I won't go through them because even they know. A guy told me last week when he was patting me down, he said, I won't go near those things. I won't go through them. Some of the people at the TSA, this is the big secret. People at the TSA know how dangerous these x-ray machines are, so they stay as far away from them as they can, the people who really know what they're doing there. And when they come to work, I think some airports require the TSA people to go through the scanner, make sure that they're not carrying something that would be dangerous. And more of them are refusing to go through the scanner, and they get the pat-down from their fellow TSA employees.
Hey, anything is safe in moderation. It's just like the dentist chair. You're not going to go sit there and get your x-ray if you're at the dentist once a week because you know that your exposure to it is
going
to be
so once a year going through that thing, maybe, but two, three, four, five times a week like I do, no way. So anyway, but that wasn't what was going on with Rand Paul.
This coming from a guy who has a brain scan once every other month.
No, I don't. In my life, I've had three brain scans, thank you. And only one of them was nuclear, as it were. Anyway.
Dr. Kenwood, too.
So Rand Paul sets off the thing, whatever.
His knee, apparently.
Yeah, he's got something, some metal.
He says he doesn't have any screws in there, but something in his knee set off the
But he goes through the, you know, he's back and forth to Washington every week.
Sure.
So he flies at least once a week in each direction. So it would seem that it might have come up before. So was he right to refuse a pat-down? 800-510-8255. Senator Rand Paul, detained by the TSA. A lot of reasons not to like the TSA. Most of these guys, women, doing what they're told. It's how they do it sometimes that get you. And the people that some of these people, especially at the Boston airport, but to a lesser extent here in L.A., they know me now, and they know that I will not, that I refuse to go through the machine, and so they don't make me wait. Normally, if you refuse to go through the thing, it's like you're put in the penalty box.
That's where he was.
And that's what
he wanted to do was go through the thing again. He said, okay, there's nothing in my knee.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was a mistake. Just let me go through it again, and I'm sure it'll be fine. And they said, no, you have to go through a pat-down. He said, I'm not going to go through a pat-down. Uh-huh. And that's when he got put in the penalty box.
Yeah.
I thought members of Congress had special passes where they don't have to go through this.
I don't think that's the case. Remember when Ted Kennedy was alive, he was even on a watch list, and he couldn't get on a flight one day.
Don't you find that kind of odd that they can walk into Capitol Hill, and they can be in Congress, and they can stand next to the president, but they have to be pat down at the airport?
Yeah.
Well, I think they have to go through metal detectors and everything going in to wherever they are, don't they?
There are metal detectors going in and out of the Capitol building.
I can walk into this building, Roberta, undetained, and there's a lot of security in this building. That doesn't mean I can walk into any airport and they automatically...
But you don't have access to the president the way they do.
Yeah, but the president isn't an airport. How do they know who they are? You know,
he's out of this world, though, Rich.
He
just sounds really odd to me.
Well, of course it is, because it makes no sense. These people don't think this through.
Basically, what he was doing is taking a stance and saying, you know what, this is silly, and I'm gonna raise a ruckus, and I'm gonna raise some attention to this, which he's done.
Yeah, good. It's good for the conversation. So, thank you, Senator Paul, for underscoring how foolish all of this stuff is. Sooner or later, maybe we'll grow up to what really is a way to. If you go to other countries. They don't do anything like we're the only place in the world. People say, wow, we're in the most danger. There's plenty of other countries.
It's profiling. Racial profiling is what it will end up.
Well, if we want to do this sort of thing, that is the right way to do it, whether it's politically correct or not. I say the same thing all the time. The guys that blew up the World Trade Center were all men under their 40s, big nose, dark skin, Middle Eastern guys. That's who you look for. But then people say, well, now we caught this woman doing this, an American doing that, so we don't know anymore. And you know what? There's something to be said for that. But in the meantime, what are you catching? That have we prevented anything? I don't see that we present. What, spending $6.5 billion a year on, and the toll that it takes on the time and the how many number of people? When I went into the it was Saturday night when I flew back here. There wasn't a soul around. I was like, the reason I travel on Saturday night is because people aren't traveling on Saturday. It's easy to get onto the plane, go through the TSA, bing, bang, boom, and you're done. There were 14 people, and of that group, 8 men, and I stood there after I said, I'm not going through the screener, and the guy that I told recognized me from before when I said I wasn't going to do it. They made me stand there and wait for almost 5 minutes, and they were all standing around talking. It is definitively a penalty box. They're trying to diddle
sure.
with you so that it's easier for them to put you through this screening device, which most of them know is unhealthy. So what does that tell you about who's running the show and how it's being run? 800-510-8255. Janet is in Hertford, North Carolina. Hi, Janet.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
That's good. I'm glad that you are here. So what is Casey Anthony going to be doing? At least she's been offered a job to do what?
Pole dance.
She has been offered a job by a strip club. I don't know. Is she going to take the job? Does anybody know?
She should. Who else is going to hire her?
A travel agent offered her a one-way ticket out of town when she moved into this town. Have you ever been to a strip club, Janet?
No.
Never. Have a desire to go?
Not my thing.
Well, that would probably be good entertainment, don't you think? In reality?
If I was a guy.
No, I think that sometimes women
it is more fun, that. Not that I know, to go to a strip club as a girl to go to watch girls dance.
Right.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever done it a few times.
Very good.
Because I have to tell you, going to a boys' strip club, you know they're not interested in you, so it's really not fun. But going to a girl one, it's interesting.
The boys' strip club?
No, that's not true. I went to a boys' strip club once, and I had 2 guys offer to walk me out and ask me out.
Really?
Because I didn't act like a wild woman.
That's so awesome. That's pretty good.
Which one of the two did you say yes to?
Oh, the cutest one, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Love her.
Good for you. Hi, Janet. Hold on a second. We'll send you some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. Very good. Yep, the story of Casey Anthony continues as a job from a strip club owner has been offered to her. We make a lot of noise. Maybe we have some fun. It really is still, though, how do you deal with this? Maybe we deal with it the way we just did, just foolish. You refer to this woman and what she's done. And. Okay, Doug, I think it's time for you to take a deep breath now. All right, everybody, take a deep breath. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. with dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus. But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
All right, so this just in, usually they do this 8:30 East Coast time, 5:30 on the West Coast, when the Academy Award nominations are made and announced, so that all of the people, like Roberta, who belong to the unions, they get their films over the next month and decide the vote. Academy Awards are, I think, the last Sunday in February, aren't they?
The 26th, I think, isn't it?
26th, yep. Right. Okay, so Jennifer, what do you see about who's been nominated? Where are their... some surprises here.
Surprise!
In this,
I was just telling the guys off air, Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids got a nomination for Best Supporting Actress, which is, you know, it's always fun when you see someone from a comedy get a nomination. But otherwise, everything's pretty predictable. For Best Film, there's Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, Hugo, The Tree of Life, War Horse, The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, and The Help. Let's see, for Best Actor in a Leading Role, Damien Bichir, is that how you say it? A Better Life. George Clooney for The Descendants. Jean Desjardins for The Artist.
Anybody
Gary
seen
Oldman.
The Descendants? I wanted
yes,
to see
it. Yes, I did. I've seen it, yeah.
I didn't find it. Is it in wide release yet, even?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It came out a few about a month and a half ago.
I don't remember seeing it in the theaters at all, at least since I've been here.
I'm surprised it was in his best movie. I could see George Clooney as best actor. He was phenomenal in it.
But yeah, my mom said the same thing. It wasn't that great. But, I don't know, Gary Oldman also got a nod for actor in Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy,
yeah,
and Brad Pitt for Moneyball.
Yeah.
Actress was Glenn Close for Albert Nobbs,
oh,
Viola
yeah.
Davis for The Help, Rooney Mara for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady, and Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn.
Wow, that's a tough category because they were all
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Supporting actor Kenneth Branagh, My Week with Marilyn, Jonah Hill for Moneyball, Nick Nolte for Warrior, Christopher Plummer for Beginners, Max von Sydow for Extremely
Sydow.
Loud,
yeah.
Sydow
yeah.
for Extremely
oh,
Loud
he was
Incredibly
great
Close.
In that.
Actress in a supporting role, Bernice Bejo for The Artist, Jessica Chastain for The Help, Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids, Janet McTeer for Albert Nobbs, and Octavia Spencer for The Help. She was also
Albert Nobbs hasn't even been released in the theaters as a trailer. Hasn't been shown anywhere.
Well, it must be really good because somebody saw it.
Well, wow. I have the screener for it.
Yeah, but it's not in the theaters yet. That's why it becomes irrelevant to people. Mm-hmm. They say, huh? Who? What?
A lot of these movies are not in
the public
wide
hasn't
release.
Seen
yeah.
it yet. What'd you say, Roberta?
A lot of these movies are not in wide release.
Yeah, you had to really search for The Artist. It wasn't everywhere. Yeah,
this is going to look. This looks to me like a real yawner.
Oh, it always is. There were the fine films.
Yeah.
But there were some great films this year, though.
Yeah, but the popular movies never seem to make any.
He wants his new girlfriend from Haywire to win an Oscar.
Academy.
Best body.
51.
She's got the best body of
51
work.
51 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Birthday of John Belushi, who would have been 63 today had he not coked himself out 30 years ago. Louie Louai, he and, let's see, who else was in Animal House that was singing along with him? Almost the whole cast, I think, wasn't it, in on this? If I remember the scene.
You got a Donald Sutherland, a young Donald Sutherland.
Right, yeah.
Kim Matheson.
Yep, Matheson's in on this. Who else, Trucker?
That's about it of the people that you would remember.
Apparently. All right, so Louie, John Belushi, with the cast of Animal House from, of course, the movie Animal House. That was pretty much his first foray. Wasn't it the first time people recognized him for being pretty funny?
That made him a big name in the business.
Yeah. And how old was he at that point, 23, 24?
Yeah. He had to be in his 20s, early 20s.
Well, he died when he was 30.
He always looked older than he was, though.
Yeah, right, yeah. He did. Yep. He was 33, 34 when he died in that little hotel.
He was 33.
33, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. Died in 1982.
Yep. My God. 1982, you're kidding.
Yeah.
30 years ago. Amazing, isn't it? 30 years ago. Okay. So that's how we get started.
I only think he made about 4 or 5 films, right? I mean, he made Animal House. He made...
Yeah, his impact was on SNL more than anything else. I think that's where his real impact
Blues
was.
Blues Brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
Blues right. Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made two big films, Animal House and Blues Brothers.
Yeah. Well, I guess that I was going to use the Blues Brothers as our movie of the day, but I can't imagine that there'd be anybody that would be, just for fun, Richie, we will make a contest out of it, play a couple of the cuts from the Blues Brothers celebrating Belushi.
Two of the cuts are 2 seconds long.
Go ahead.
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
There you go. And then here's the big one, which is going to be I'm Sorry.
It wasn't my fault! Honest! I ran out of gas! I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My truck didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town.
Logan.
Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake! A terrible flood! It wasn't my fault, I swear to
God! Sounds like Steven Tyler singing the national anthem. So, anyway, there's John Belushi. We acknowledge him for the creative. There a lot of stars that die in their 30s. James Dean is another example. He was only in four or five movies himself, yet he was this matinee idol chucker. And when he died, the women in the country went berserko. And there have probably been other people who were young, showed promise, who died.
The most recent would probably be Heath Ledger,
yeah.
Who wound up playing the Joker in The Dark Knight. Yeah.
And then there was Bobby Darin, who did acting and singing. He was 37, I think, when he died. When somebody's young and they've gotten a lot of note and they die, I think sometimes...
Well, you know what it is. It's because it's a public perception of disbelief that somebody that young would not be here anymore. I mean, that's really what it is. It feeds into the persona. Yeah. I mean, Chris Farley is another, in terms of, comics who died at an early age. And, John Candy also passed at a fairly early age, a little bit older than...
These people all did themselves in one way or another, whether it was drugs, alcohol, food. Candy certainly had, I think it was a heart attack, and you look at him, he's like,
he was 43.
No mystery to that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the story of the Blues Brothers, anyway, and John Belushi, God bless him. Chucker, what's in the news box for today?
Kiefer Sutherland says that the 24 movie Doug will take place 6 months after the series final. Will be a direct continuation of the show.
Yep.
Hopefully filming begins this April. And I don't know if you heard this story. While the first Expendables movie was rated R, the sequel will be PG-13. There was a big story running around on the internet the other day. And Sylvester Stallone confirmed the reason this film will be PG-13 is because Chuck Norris only agreed to sign on if the movie would not be rated R, which I
wow.
thought was very
isn't that cool? They thought he was wow. that important that they changed the content of the
which is really
movie.
Interesting because Chuck Norris is all his early films, Delta Force,
violent shoot 'em ups.
Yeah, they're all R-rated movies. I don't really understand that. But
well, he's got religion in his old age. He's like 68, 69, I think, isn't he? At least.
I think he's
older than that.
But actually, I'm glad he's part of the Expendables because, I loved him when I was a kid. So
yeah,
I'm glad
it fits. It makes nothing but sense to have him on in that movie. Absolutely. And you know what, Richie? They're going to bring Gina Carano into one of these Expendables
at some
point.
They absolutely are because she has a great body of work.
Yes, she is.
She belongs in one of these
movies. I agree.
Chuck, have you seen that movie yet, Haywire?
I have not, but I'm going to go.
Yeah, all right. Go see it. We'll talk.
Why not?
Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here every day at this time on the Good Day program. Speaking of time, 59 after the hour.